Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so you got to see how special my youngest kid is.
God, he's so funny. What do you call that thing? The little,
A little Rosie the Robot.
Roomba? Is it
Roomba? Yeah, Roomba. Vacuum thing, yeah.
So, to give you a bit of backstory, Dario's young fella, Wes, he's started up the Roomba, the little, like, the vacuum cleaning robot.
To give you a bit more, even more of a backstory, I think the wife was secretly day drinking while she was pregnant with him, because but yeah, he's three.
So he's got it running, and then he runs over to the kitchen, puts his legs and arms apart to try to stop the robot, and then yells out, "Not in the kitchen!" to the little robot.
He's a special kid. Yeah, and then starts to try to dance with it.
So, yeah.
he's so
funny.
He's so funny, that kid. But I'm proud of him because he rode a BMX today for the first time.
He rode really well.
I love how today he finally, like, I'll say finally, he's only three, but he rode a pedal bike with no training wheels. He's never had training wheels or anything. And then goes to the skate park and rides down a wedge. Yeah. I was quite happy with that.
Yeah.
First day on the BMX was awesome.
Both your boys are very good on a bike.
Yeah.
Max looks really good.
Yeah, he looks comfortable. Like, he can't really do any jumps or anything yet, but he's only six. But, like, he sort of bombs around and he just looks comfy on it. And
yeah, it doesn't look unnatural at all.
Well, the boys have never had training wheels on their bikes or anything. They had a balance bike. Both of them started riding the balance bike when they were sort of just turned two. And so by the time they turned three, they've been riding a balance bike for a year. That's a third of their life. So they've been on a balance bike for a third of their life. So then when it comes to riding a pedal bike, the only thing that's getting thrown in is moving the pedals.
They already
know how to balance and steer and that sort of stuff. It's really good, but
they're good thing that's balanced.
Good fun. Anyway, sad party. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for another quiz?
This one will be number 53.
Really?
It was 53. That was the number on Herbie, the Volkswagen Beetle. He was number 53. Yeah.
Do you remember Herbie? Fastbacks. I remember, was it the one with Lindsay Lohan in it?
I hate you so much. Yes, it was, but how can you go to that one? The older ones are way better.
Isn't that the movie?
That was a movie, but there was an old movies of Herbie from like the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah, when everything was black and white.
When I was only 20. Anyway, what's been happening?
I actually had a really good story.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last night, went down to Western Port.
Yep.
For what I thought was steak night, which is Thursday night, steak night.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday night last night.
Yep.
So I was there for a $15 steak night on Thursday night, which I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
Alas, it was kids night.
So that's
the kids
what I
eat free.
So I would call that mistake night.
Yeah, it was mistake night. But the problem was that I was so committed to the steak.
Yeah.
That I paid $30 for the steak instead of $15. So
awesome.
I was very committed. Had the steak, which was real good, but it was kids' night. So they had like kids' movies playing.
Oh, okay.
Like on the screens or whatever.
Kids' movies are better than proper movies.
Well, they are. And a kids' movie that sort of went past me, I never watched, was Aladdin, which they had playing.
Yeah, I never really watched that.
It's quite entertaining.
Yeah.
My one concern with Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Is the kill count. Now, you haven't seen it. A lot of people die in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of deaths.
Disney has lots of things like that.
Yeah,
that
it's a bit...
Yeah.
Gnarly.
Mm. Well,
but it's... Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird setup. I mean, it's sort of like... I guess it's like kids' movies of today where it's they throw a bit of adult humour in and this, that and the other, but... Yeah. Like, for instance, this fella, the bad guy...
So we're talking the old Aladdin with Robin Williams, not the new one with Will
Smith. Yeah. But I didn't even get to the Robin Williams bit, because he's a genie, isn't he?
Yeah.
I got to the part where dude's trying to find the lamp, right?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the story of... If everyone that's listening to this has probably already seen it, so I'm just going to explain it to you so you know.
I know the story.
Do you?
Yeah.
Explain it to me.
Everyone knows the story.
Do you?
Yeah.
Anyway, the bad dude with his parrot...
Yeah.
He's trying to find a guy that's like a diamond in the rough
to
get to this fucking lion that's made out of sand and go in there and get the jewels out. Anyway,
maybe I don't know the story of Aladdin.
The start of it,
dude
pulls up with this guy that's not Aladdin to go into this freaking big sand tiger's mouth.
Yeah.
Dude rolls in and the tiger's like, "Who's awakened me from my slumber?" And then he goes, "I'm looking for a diamond in the rough." That's a direct quote.
Yeah.
And dude rolls in there. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna get, he goes in to get the jewels. And then the lion tiger thing freaks out. He's like, insides glow. And he just chomps this dude.
Oh.
And it's over. Like, you don't see, the dude's dead. He's dead. Right, so the dude just gets murked in the start of the movie.
Jesus.
And then there's like, oh man, there's crazy shit going on.
I read a kid's book to my oldest last night, because we read to the boys every night before they go to bed.
Yeah.
And it was The Gingerbread Man. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And it's got this cute gingerbread man on the front. He's a little scallywag. He's
too, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm just reading it and it goes, yeah, and he's like, he's evading everyone, he's cheeky and he's cute and that sort of stuff, and then a fox carries him across the river,
so funny,
and
fucking
then
eating,
the fox eats him. I'm like, kids books suck.
It's heavy.
and I looked at my oldest and he just goes,
oh,
I don't like this book. I
go, do you like shit. The fucking protagonist is eaten by a fox.
And I go, do you like gingerbread? And he goes, yeah. I go, so does the fox. It was just, oh, I don't know. Anyway, maybe we should do a quiz.
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing?
Story.
I'm off to Queensland in a couple of weeks for work. Yep. And going up to a conference up there. And other than that, working, goofing around. I don't think I've really done much. I've been a little bit boring.
Yeah.
Just riding with the kids. And that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much
it. I feel like I have done something. What have I done? Nothing. I'm a loser.
Man, I've been riding BMX so much lately. Yeah. I've caught fire with, like, I'm just like, I'm loving it, dude. Love it. I love so progressing fun. And learning.
Yeah.
Like getting all my stuff back that I used to be able to do and all that sort of stuff. And man, I've met so many cool people.
Yeah.
Just cool. Riding at the shed and like just having sessions with the guys. Cause like BMX night, I remember when I was young, like, it used to be huge.
Yeah.
It used to be packed.
Oh, it was massive, yeah.
Everyone rode BMX. Now, literally no one rides BMX. Like, it's not even... I mean, people do.
I think a lot of people go ride street and skate parks and stuff, but indoor parks, it just doesn't seem to be that popular anymore.
Yeah, so it's like, I've noticed in the last sort of couple of months when I've been riding more and more, like, it's starting to build again. Like, people are starting to get out and they bike.
Well, I guess this time of the year, like, when it was summer and that sort of stuff,
people would just go ride.
Yeah, people just go ride outside. But this time of the year, the weather's getting miserable and stuff. They're probably like, oh, I'm really hanging to go for a ride. So they go to the indoor skate parks.
Even, like, I noticed, like, I'm riding with a lot of people from moto that don't ride moto anymore. And they're just riding BMX now. And
They've still got a foam pit there.
That's an airbag.
Airbag.
But it's got a slit in it in the front, so like it doesn't stay up properly. Oh, it's kind of sketchy.
Ah, there you go.
It's like ghetto pit, but they got a resi and
yeah,
all that shit.
Ah, awesome. All right, well, I don't know, because I've been pretty boring. I haven't got any good stories for you, so we might as well do the quiz.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't got an immigration policy that we that's worth talking about, or
exactly
what we're gonna do with the what we're gonna do with the unemployment.
Oh, jeez, get a job.
Depussification of Australia. Get a job.
Exactly.
To get your stay together.
Alright, number one. Alright, so when's this one from? Thursday, April 18th. I didn't say the date last time. I don't think anyone really cares.
Yeah, you did.
No, I said it the first one.
Anzac Day.
That was the day after Anzac Day. That was the first. That was, I don't know. Who cares? This one's from April 18th. Number one. The Teton Range, or Teton Range. I'd say Teton. T-E-T-O-N. Range. Is a popular tourist destination in which country?
Teton Range.
Yeah.
Australia?
I'm going to say Canada.
Okay. Yeah. You can say that. That's fine. I will.
United States.
Damn. Yeah.
So, Canada's pants.
Number two. Mexico's hat.
Exactly. Number two. Red Simons gained fame as the lead guitarist of which band?
What?
What do you mean, what?
Hey Hey It's Saturday, Red Simons.
Yeah. He before he was on Hey Hey It's Saturday, he was in a famous band.
Was he?
You know the band, too.
I'm sure I do, but...
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Red Simons. Yeah. NXS?
Skyhooks.
Oh,
he
really?
He was the guitarist from Skyhooks.
No way!
He was the guitarist from Skyhooks.
I'm living in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. Horror movie right there.
Was he really?
Yeah. No, I'm lying. I'm just made it up.
It's gotta be Red.
Yeah, I'm just double checking. Yeah, he's Skyhooks. I just wanted to make sure. But yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
They didn't make mention of it ever, I don't think. Or maybe they have.
I think they probably did.
I just don't pay attention.
Number three.
You know, every time I see that show, Have You Been Paying Attention? Yeah. I just answer no and don't watch it.
Yeah, I'm about to say. That's actually a good show. I quite like that. Yeah, yeah, it's not bad.
I just say no and change.
But I never watch any free-to-air TV. I can't remember the last time I watched free-to-air TV.
Have you watched that Lunatics one with Chris Lilley? Nah, have you seen that? It's actually pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first episode I was like, I got into it. It's alright.
I haven't actually watched anything much lately. I think because I've been so migrainy and sooky for like weeks, I think that's why I haven't done anything. I was literally like, because we're rolling out new things that I've had to be at work for implementing and stuff, I had to be there, so I couldn't take a day off or anything. So I've been getting home from work
just fried
and basically just sooking, annoying the wife and going to sleep.
You know what would be a good one to watch as well that I've just watched?
Yeah.
It's called Dead to Me.
I heard that. Have you seen that?
It's got Christina Applegate in it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's cool, man. I'm not going to ruin the ending for you. Basically, it's this chick, right? And she hit and runs this dude.
Oh, okay.
And then makes friends with the dude's wife.
Yeah.
But hasn't told the wife that she did it. Oh,
Jesus.
So it's like a bit of a, you know, to-ing and fro-ing of what's happening and what's this and that.
There you go.
Such on and so forth until the finale, which is great.
Well, I don't know if I can do it. Like,
oh, so dude, she hits another one you have to watch.
I don't really watch much porn, so...
Yeah, got ya. Oh, dude, another one you have to watch on Netflix, Our Planet, David Attenborough.
Oh, I saved that.
Unbelievable.
I just haven't really watched much TV lately. I've been reading a lot, so reading's good.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You should. It's good. Read Sapiens. Sapiens is a good book.
You know what? I tried to read the Donald Trump. Did I tell you that? I tried to read.
Yeah,
you
were saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I realized it was from 1980.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I read like...
You can look really important if you have a portable telephone.
Because he had to use the landline. He's making calls today. I'm like, dude, why are you doing nothing else?
Yeah.
He's stuck to the line. He can't move. Geez.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, you know
Red
what else?
Red Simons was...
Well, getting back to our previous podcast about whinging about things that are not good. You know why today is the best time to be alive? Because remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer got his phone line mixed up with movie phone?
Yeah.
And you have to ring up the freaking movie phone line to know when the movies are on?
Yeah.
That's why it's cool to live now.
True. That's very true. I remember when I was younger, I remember thinking that Blockbuster Video, when it had the like DVD stores and that sort of stuff, I thought about, because I remember that was around the time when I was making BMX DVDs and that sort of stuff. I reckon they should have had sample DVDs that you get to keep that had heaps and heaps of trailers on it. So when you hire a movie, this is a business proposition, business idea for something that went extinct like 10 years ago.
It's still extinct. There's one more. I think it's still one.
No, it closed down the other day. It closed down the other day. Yeah. And so I always thought they should have had another DVD that you actually got to keep that had like...
All the 30 trailers
on it, or heaps of trailers and that sort of stuff, and they have a new one each month, so when you hire it, because it only used to cost 30 cents or so to print another one.
Yeah.
That would have been a really cool thing. So, go back in time and help Blockbuster Video make Blockbuster great again.
Yeah, make Blockbuster great again. You might be able to leech another 36 weeks out of that.
Exactly.
The hellhole of a shot.
Anyway.
Red Simon Skyhook's got you.
Yes. Number 3. Who was the last Prime Minister of Australia under King George VI?
Did you hear that noise?
What was that noise?
My mouth.
That's a stupid noise from a stupid mouth.
Sound like
mouth.
A duck.
I wanted to actually mention as well, we ate some meat pie.
Delightful meat pie.
I'm really happy that you're back on the red meat train.
Yeah, I'm back on red meat.
That makes me really happy.
I'm back on.
Yeah. So now I'm going to go full vegan. Who was the last Prime Minister of Australia under King George VI?
So, under King George was King George V?
I think. No. Who?
7th.
Who was the last Prime Minister of Australia?
Under him.
When he was... So, before Queen Elizabeth was ruling.
Bob Hawke?
Nah, Queen Elizabeth
been around. Way before.
It'd be something like really old.
I don't even know who the old dudes were.
Neither do I.
Who was the dude that was on The Simpsons?
Dude, that was on
Mr. Prime Minister.
No, that was a funny one. That's The Simpsons. So, I'm going to say, who was the one that drowned?
Old, bloody, what's his face? Don't you think it's ironic? You can't hear this or see this, but if you're listening on audio only, I'm the tall of the two. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yet I've got the short microphone, but more of a steep angle.
You realise the head of the microphone is actually at the same height.
Yeah, but I'm just noticed the mount.
Yeah.
Continuing
on. Our shoulders are at the same height. It's just you've got a much longer neck, so your head's up all the time. I don't know. Robert someone. Danny, I feel like most of the Prime Ministers were named Robert.
Oh, did you ever watch that Endgame, the Avengers one?
You know what? I looked at the answer then. The one that I was going to say, I didn't ever say, I'm not giving myself a point. I was going to say Robert Menzies.
It is him.
It is Robert Menzies, but I'm not going to give us the point because I looked so after it. But yeah. What were you saying about
did
what?
You ever see that? Do you watch the Avengers movies?
Have
you seen that new one?
I haven't watched the new one or the one before it.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah. I want to watch it. Apparently it's good.
Yeah, I heard it was alright.
Yeah. I heard it's got time travel. Anything with time travel makes me happy.
Mm.
I might go watch it last Tuesday. Shut up. Number four. The 2019 Herald Sun Tour professional bike race was held over how many days? I couldn't think of anything worse than doing a race that goes for days.
For the Herald Sun.
Yeah.
The worst newspaper. Yeah. Except for the quiz page. Give us free quizzes, Herald Sun.
Yeah, exactly. Hook us up. I'm sick of paying...
Like, say your stupid name every podcast.
$1.70 for quizzes every day. So I'm going to say... Over how many days? I'm going to say 206.
I'll say 2 days every weekend.
Oh, I'd say four. Five.
Damn it. Get a job.
Number five.
Get a job, people who are doing that.
Richard Bucket is one of the main characters in which classic TV series?
False.
I know this one.
Huh?
Number five. Richard Bucket is one of the main characters in which classic TV series?
The unfortunate surname Happy Hour.
Nah. Oh. It's Keeping Up Appearances.
Is it?
He's Hyacinth Bucket's husband, I'm sure of it. Yep, Keeping Up Appearances.
There you go.
It's good. Number six. Which Hawaiian island has the nickname The Gathering Place?
Maui.
I'm going to say Maui as well.
That's also the only one I know.
Oahu. I know
Oahu. Oh, I know Oahu. Yeah, now you've said it.
Number seven. Daniil Kvyat joined which team for the 2019 Formula One season?
That's Daniel Kvyat.
Kvyat? Oh, there you go.
Red Bull.
I need to start watching Formula One.
Is it there's Red a Bull? Lot of Just double check it's Red Bull.
A lot of Formula One questions in this. Yeah, Red Bull.
Yeah, he took Dan Ricciardo's job.
Red Bull and Toro Daniel Rosso, which is actually means Red Bull, Red Bull.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And also Daniel Ricciardo's car just keeps blowing up
everywhere. Oh, okay.
He's, the Renault move hasn't been good for him. Even though the Red Bull car is a Renault. I think he's on the second sort of
there you go.
Lesser machinery.
Cool story.
Thanks.
Number eight. The sequel to the sci-fi novel Ender's Game is titled Speaker for the What?
True.
I've read Ender's Game. I didn't know there was a sequel.
Oh! No, I'll save it. I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what was the question?
Speaker for the... There, the sequel... I said, what is the question? I said the last three words of the question.
Yep.
The sequel to the sci-fi novel, Ender's
Game...
Oh,
no, I don't know.
...is titled Speaker for the What?
Speaker for the Damned.
Well, I looked at the answer because I didn't know it, and you're close. Speaker for the Dead.
Oh, that's close.
Number nine. True or false? AU is the symbol for the chemical element aluminium. We've been through this one before.
Sure. False?
False, yes. AU is gold.
AL is aluminium.
Yeah. False. Very good. And I actually managed to remember to give us a point when we answer false and it's correct.
Yes, good work.
Number 10. Kevin Costner won the Best Director Oscar for which 20th century movie?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Tin Cup.
Did he direct Dances with Wolves as well as being in it?
I don't know. I know he was in Tin Cup.
He was in Tin Cup, yeah.
Tin Cup. What a great movie.
I'm going to say Dances with Wolves. Oh, Dances with Wolves.
Damn it.
Number 11.
Who dances with a wolf?
Someone who likes to.
Begging to get murdered.
Yeah, exactly.
Begging for murder.
Number 11. On a jar of Vegemite, the main word Vegemite is on what colour background?
Oh, shit.
You're the worst.
Red?
Yeah. Yeah, red.
Because I always think it's like not
red. Red.
Yeah, because when you like think, try a picture in your mind, it's like, oh.
Number 12. Who hosted the 2018 Brownlow Medal Ceremony?
Chris Rock? Nah.
That'd be different. It wasn't Chris Rock. It was a Chris Rock lobster. I have no idea.
Eddie McGuire?
We've been answering this. We must be twins. Bruce McAvaney.
Oh, he does it every year.
Brucey.
Of course. All
right. So you
question
got...
Question 12.
That was question 12.
Is it Bruce McAvaney?
Yes.
Yes. No point.
You got 3 points. I got...
A lot.
5 points. No, we both didn't do that great on that one.
You did right. 5's good. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up about it, man.
Yeah, I'll beat myself up about it. That was fun.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, tolerable. It was tolerable.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was mediocre at best.
Didn't have enough serious and depressing talk. That's
yeah, I know. So anyway, cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer?
Not cancer. Yes,
head cancer. All right, so, I don't know. You're going to shill
your
drops?
Yeah, I guess so.
For a limited time only, they've actually got a special offer. If you buy jocks, Mitch is going to have rubbed them all over himself before they ship them out. He goes there, you use Mitch code. If you use code Mitch2020, you get a discount, 25%. If you use code Mitch2121, you get a discount, 25%. And he rubs them all over his bits before they get shipped out. He tries each pair on, especially if you buy
especially
the
small
ones.
Especially
small. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get out of my phone.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it. I don't know. Send us an email. sadpartypodcast@gmail.com. And, if you haven't already watched the videos on YouTube, we get a lot of views on YouTube.
Yeah?
I don't know why people are watching it. I wouldn't. But...
But, hey!
But go watch it. So
that's good.
So if you want to see it, instead of having a search for it on YouTube, just go to sadparty.com.au and each episode has the video embedded in the thing.
That's because you're smart and I'm not.
Oh, I do the nerd part. You do the... What do you do?
I don't do much. I don't do much.
No, you do good stuff.
Do I?
I don't know. Just trying to make you feel better.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. But you don't have to.
It's all about making Mitch feel better.